Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. This hour on Harmonia will explore composers who borrow from each other and themselves to create something brilliantly new and yet familiar. We'll cut across the ages, exploring the Faenza Codex, Handel Oratorio, and perhaps the most accomplished borrower of all time, Johann Sebastian Bach. In our final segment, we'll sample a recently released recording by William Christie and Les Arts Florissants that features emerging vocalists in works of Handel, Stradella, Vivaldi, Haydn, and more.
Thank you.
from the ensemble Le Tendre Amour. That was their own arrangement of John Come Kiss Me Now on the album All in a Garden Green. Their clever arrangement borrows versions of this tune from the Fitzwilliam Virginal book and the Division Violin, and includes lyrics added to the tune in the 16th century. Quite the Baroque mashup. The medieval period is full of examples of musical borrowing. Perhaps the most prevalent technique was using fragments of chant slowed down and transformed into the tenor line of a polyphonic vocal work. This technique is also found in the entirely instrumental Faenza Codex. In the piece we're about to hear, the Kyrie chant becomes the tenor for an elaborate and virtuosic instrumental work, most likely intended to be played on organ. This inventive recording allows us to hear the chant alone and then both sung and played below the busy treble line. There are even some rich harmonies added by the singers that really bring this Kyrie to life. The recording is Faventina, Liturgical Music of Codex Faenza 117 by Mala Punica and Pedro Memelsdorf.
Thank you.
You've just heard the Kyrie Cunctipotens Genitor Deus from the Faenza Codex, performed by Mala Punica and Pedro Memmelsdorf. We continue now with more music from the Faenza Codex. As with many works from this collection, we'll hear how a polyphonic vocal work can be transformed into an instrumental tour de force. In this case, the tenor line of Jacopo de Bologna's Aquila Altera, a three-voice madrigal, is borrowed and unchanged, set underneath a very florid version of the top melodic line. We'll now hear Ensemble Project Ars Nova perform both the madrigal and the instrumental version. We just heard two versions of Aquila Altera by ensemble project Ars Nova from their recording Jacopo da Bologna, Italian Madrigals of the 14th Century. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. We now turn to perhaps one of the most famous instances of musical borrowing, J.S. Bach's Concerto for Four Harpsichords in A Minor, BWV 1065. It's transcribed and adapted directly from Vivaldi's Concerto for Four Violins in B Minor, and it's one of at least seven such transcriptions by Bach of Vivaldi's Concerti. He was clearly a fan. To understand why Bach would adapt this work for the unusual combination of four harpsichords, it's helpful to remember that Bach was most likely looking to promote his talented keyboard-playing sons. Let's hear all three movements of Bach's stunning transcription in this 2010 recording, Vivaldi and Friends, La Follia and Other Concertos, by Apollo's Fire, led by Jeanette Sorrell.
Thank you.
We've just heard Johann Sebastian Bach's Concerto for Four Harpsichords in A Minor, BWV 1065, with Apollo's Fire and harpsichord soloists Jeanette Sorel, Michael Sponsler, Janina Caesar, and Paul Jenkins. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. As brilliant as Bach was at borrowing from other composers, he was perhaps even more talented at borrowing from himself. To keep up with the enormous demands of his posts at various courts and churches, Bach would cleverly repurpose works, changing instrumentation and texts to suit the occasion. One of his most surprising transformations is a reworking of the first movement of his entirely instrumental orchestral suite No. 4 in D major into a choral cantata movement that opens BWV 110, Unser Mund sei voll Lachens. The chorus and soloist perform vocal gymnastics to execute virtuosic instrumental lines. Next, we'll hear this cantata movement performed by Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir under the direction of Toon Koopman from Volume 15 of their complete cantata collection. For a bit of context, we'll also hear what would come next if this was the instrumental version from the orchestral suite, Bruit No. 1 and 2, performed by Bach Collegium Japan.
Thank you.
You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured recording this week is from William Christie and Les Arts Florissants, Un Jardin à l'Italienne, Airs, Cantatas, and Madrigals. This collection of Italian songs spans the entire 17th and 18th centuries and features young, emerging vocal artists. We'll first hear Lascia la spina cogli la rosa, an aria from Handel's oratorio Il Trionfo del Tempo e del Disinganno. It'll be familiar to many in its borrowed form, Lascia ch'io pianga, from Handel's later opera Rinaldo. It's fascinating to notice that both sets of text work well, set to the same music, even though they are very different in affect. The original version we're about to hear offers this sage advice, leave the thorn and pluck the rose. The later version, which we will not hear, is a much more direct plea for mercy. Let me weep over my cruel fate, and let me sigh for liberty. We'll now hear soprano Lucia Martin Carton and Les Arts Florissants, led by William Christie, performing Handel's Lascia la spina cogli la rosa.
Thank you.
That was Lascia la spina coglie la rosa from Handel's oratorio Il trionfo del tempo e del disinganno. Lucia Martin Carton was the soprano soloist, accompanied by William Christie and Lézard Florissant. Next up, we'll hear from the same recording and composer, this time from his opera Orlando. Countertenor Carlo Vistoli is the soloist in the aria A Stygie Larve, A Scelerati Spettri. That was Astigie larvae accelerati spettri from Handel's opera Orlando, performed here by Carlo Vistoli and Les Arts Florissants under the direction of William Christie. This track is from our featured recording, Un Jardin à l'Italienne, Airs, Cantatas, and Madrigals. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was David McCormick. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.